You're listening to SBS News.
In the Downing Street garden, normally reserved for prime ministers and visiting leaders, an unelected advisor held a press conference to explain his actions, but not to apologise for them.
I don't regret what I did. As I said, I think reasonable people may well disagree about how I thought about what to do in these circumstances, but I think that. I think that what I did was actually reasonable in these circumstances.
Dominic Cummings acknowledged he and his wife, who'd exhibited coronavirus symptoms, had travelled from London to the north of England at the peak of the pandemic.
I thought the best thing to do in all the circumstances was to drive to an isolated cottage on my father's farm. I can understand that some people will argue that I should have stayed at my home in London throughout. I understand these views. I know the intense hardship and sacrifice that the entire country has had to go through. However, I respectfully disagree. The legal rules inevitably do not cover all circumstances, including those that I found myself in.
He admitted making a trip to a nearby tourist town with his family on his wife's birthday, insisting it wasn't for sightseeing, but to test his sight.
It was 15 days after symptoms. I had been told that I could return to work and employ childcare. I think it was reasonable and sensible to make a short journey before embarking on a 5-hour drive to see whether I was in a fit state to do this. The alternative was to stay in Durham rather than going back to work and contributing to the government's efforts. I believe I made the right judgment, though I can understand that others may disagree with that.
As for calls for him to step down for violating, at the very least, the spirit of the government's stay-at-home rules...
No, I have not offered to resign.
Did you ever consider it?
No, I did not. I have not considered it.
Mr. Cummings was offered several opportunities to say sorry. He chose not to. The only thing close to an apology came from his boss.
I do regret the confusion and the anger and the pain that people feel. I do not believe that anybody in Number 10 has done anything to undermine our messaging.
Some of the government's scientific advisers disagree, and on this warm public holiday, beaches were packed.
It's not right, and there's rules that need to be in place, but so you should follow them. But if he's doing it, then I do think some people may look at that and think, well, if somebody like him's doing it, then we'll change what we're doing.
Everyone has had childcare issues, everyone's possible with small children. It feels hypocritical, it feels arrogant.
Dominic Cummings might have done enough to save himself, for now at least, but the scandal has eroded trust in the British government at a time when trust is vital. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.